It's that time of year again. In the department stores, barbecues and sunscreen have been replaced by school supplies and back-to-school sales. Labor Day is behind us, and all across America, colleges and universities are getting back to the business of education. But it's not business as usual, because we're in the midst of a technological revolution, and for many of us, the classroom will never be the same. Of course, like many instructors before me, I'm making sure textbooks have arrived, the reading list and syllabus are together, and my lectures are ready. But nowadays, there's a lot more to do. Any course worth its salt has its own web page, too, where announcements, assignments, and sometimes even the text and videos of the lecture can be found. Not too long ago, checking out the classroom meant looking to see if there was chalk on the blackboard and enough seats. Technology was largely confined to the light bulbs. Well, times have changed. Lots of us teach in so-called smart classrooms, which must get their name from making the instructors feel so dumb. Consoles contain controls for lighting and projection screens, VCRs, stereo, and computers. Some classes can require a full dress rehearsal. Technology has brought a lot to the educational process, and not just equipment. Students and faculty regularly communicate by email. The internet and the World Wide Web are incredible teaching resources. For anyone with access, it's like having all the world's libraries at your fingertips, 24 hours a day. Any of a number of products enable a computer user to make beautiful professional multimedia documents, which years ago could have only been accomplished with the help of a professional artist, graphic designer, and typesetter. There are also lots of unanticipated benefits for the students, many of them in the realm of new and exciting excuses for not doing homework assignments. No longer are we restricted to that old favorite, my dog ate it. Now we hear, my hard disk crashed. My printer was broken. The software for the assignment keeps crashing my computer. Or the network was down and I couldn't download the problem set. All of these are variations on, of course, my computer ate my homework. But my favorite homework story of our new age happened at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology last spring. At MIT, many of the students work for internet companies started by faculty members. Like any employee, the students must agree not to divulge any of the company's technological secrets. As a result of this, a student refused to answer a homework question on the grounds that answering the question would violate his non-disclosure agreement. Moreover, the student's employer speculated that the only reason that the instructor had asked the question was to acquire this information for his own competing company. So these are a few of the stories from the educational digital frontier. Personally, I'm waiting for the day when one of my students updates another time-honored tradition and brings a gift for the teacher on the first day of school, placing on my desk a shiny red Apple computer. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.